From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Singer Michelle Ndegeocello says when she first heard a Nina Simone recording and the deep, rich tones of her voice, it was transcendent. Now she's released her own album of songs that Nina Simone either wrote or interpreted.
Susan takes you down by the river. You can hear the boats flow by.
Nina Simone grew up poor in North Carolina, a prodigy on piano, classically trained. As a singer, she blended jazz, folk, blues, gospel, and she was deeply involved in the civil rights movement. Michelle Ndegeocello has titled her tribute album in the language of the country where Nina Simone lived at the end of her life, France. It's called Pour une âme souveraine.
It means for a sovereign soul. Because she was one of the people, but I felt she was like royalty. She had a complicated life, full of pain and disappointment. If you read her book, it's just sadness after sadness after sadness, disappointment after disappointment, and expectations that could not be fulfilled in her lifetime in terms of civil rights. She found out that music was a dirty business. A lot of her disenchantment was for bad record deals, and it seems like Nina Simone just questioned why the world was the way it was. You know, just... I think it was hard to deal with that at that time as a black woman in society, you know, with great gifts.
The song that starts your CD is a song that was written for Nina Simone. She recorded it in 1964. Let's take a listen to Nina Simone's version first.
But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
And Michelle, here's yours.
Sometimes all I know is worry. You're bound to see my other side. Because I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
It's interesting because Nina Simone has such an urgency, right, when she's saying that line. She's like demanding, pleading, please don't let me be misunderstood. And yours is kind of, it's a murmur. It's so delicate.
I guess I'm less apologetic. I'm like, I make mistakes. Sorry. And hers is, it seems more like a pleading to be understood. And I think secretly, like, I realized after my time on the planet that I have no control over what people feel about me or need from me. So I just have a more laid-back approach in my apologies.
One of the songs that Nina Simone wrote that's on your CD is For Women, which came out in 1966. What's the song about?
It's about four black women and the differences. They come from different backgrounds, and I think it's one of the most amazing songs and just tells the story of so many people. Everyone can put themselves in one of these characters, I think.
Let's listen to part of the last verse from Nina Simone's version.
My skin is brown. My manner is tough.
In Nina Simone's version, at the very end, the last line is, "What do they call me?" And she shouts,
"Peaches."
My name is Peaches.
And in your version,
I'm awfully bitter these days. To my
Simon's slave. What do they call me?
It's silence. You know, so it can be anybody. It ends, it could be just whatever your inner voice needs to hear, you know? We played this show in a set, and we didn't say it, and this woman just stood up and she said, "I am Peaches." And she wasn't black or white or anything. You know, it's for anybody.
What was your reaction when she stood up and did that?
Oh, I was like, that's it, exactly. You get it. You know, everyone, there's no hierarchy in suffering. And I think songs that are transcended are the ones where everyone can feel something from it, you know.
Another one of the songs that Nina Simone wrote herself is Real Real.
I say real, real, our love is real to me.
The song is so beautiful and the words are so lovely. I guess that's what overtook me. And that, the beauty of love, I guess that's what it brought out in me.
Say real, real, our love is real to me. Please thrill me with your kisses, sweet. Will you tell me that you love me? Will you hold me and you kiss me?
It was important to pick songs that she had written because the hope for me is that to get more people interested in her, to check out her catalog and sort of revive it and also use her story and learn from her story.
Well, Michel Ndege Ocello, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been great to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Michel Ndege Ocello, her album is titled Pour une âme souveraine, a dedication to Nina Simone. You can hear more from the album at nprmusic.org.
One day soon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.